bombshell new peer-reviewed scientific studies have revealed what many of us knew from the beginning. 5G radiation is not only connected to the COVID-19 pandemic, it actually induces the body to create new viruses and illnesses, including coronaviruses. And before the mainstream media gets hold of this study and convinces the masses that it's not important, you should know that these are peer-reviewed scientific studies published on the National Institute of Health website. Nearly every conspiracy theory everybody had about COVID turned out to be true. Remember when the lab leak theory was strictly banned on social media? Remember when stating that COVID jabs did not protect against transmission would earn you an instant ban? When historians look back on 2022, it will be remembered as the year the globalist elite played their hand and began to lose their grip on power. In the last year, so-called conspiracy theorists have been completely vindicated on a huge range of topics, and mainstream media and fact-checkers have had to sit down and shut up. The mainstream narrative has been completely and utterly destroyed. Let's quickly recap on how the mainstream media treated anybody who questioned the 5G connection to the COVID-19 pandemic. YouTube banned all discussions about 5G potentially affecting COVID-19 victims. Technology, which in the words of Scientific American just 1 year earlier, we have no reason to believe is safe. They published smear pieces against celebrities, including MIA and Woody Harrelson, who expressed concern about 5G technology. They even failed to cite the study that Harrelson mentioned in his Instagram post, which has since been censored and removed. This campaign to normalise the 5G rollout shows just how corrupt and paid off most journalists are by the global elite, with many falsely claiming that there are no scientific studies that suggest 5G is dangerous. Allow me to enlighten you. Take a seat, grab your pen and notepad, and let's school the mainstream media on how to research scientific studies. The study, entitled 5G Technology and Induction of Coronavirus in Skin Cells, published on the US NIH website, comes to the shocking conclusion, shocking from a mainstream scientific viewpoint, that 5G technology can induce the body to produce viruses as a cellular response. Guess what? The 5G milliliter waves, so-called because they operate in extremely high frequencies where there is less than a millimeter between wave peaks, can make the body produce not just any class of viruses, but actually coronaviruses. This research peels back another layer of the Operation Coronavirus, affirming the coronavirus 5G connection that the mainstream media was so desperate to suppress when the pandemic was first getting off the ground in 2020. Despite what the media tell the NPCs, there is plenty of real, verifiable scientific evidence that 5G affects the environment, animals, and humans. A brand new peer-reviewed study, also published on the NIH website, is even more explicit in linking 5G with the COVID pandemic. Titled Evidence for a Connection Between Coronavirus Disease 19 and Exposure to Radio Frequency Radiation from Wireless Communications, including 5G, this paper conclusively proves the link between the new technology and the new virus. But you won't hear a peep about this bombshell new study in the mainstream media. In essence, what outlets like The Guardian, BBC, CNN and others are pushing is biased and corrupt propagandized reporting, which fails to note that over 300 scientists and doctors want to halt 5G rollout due to serious health concerns. Starting out stating there are no studies suggesting 5G could be harmful is a massive pile of bull dung, and it's comparable to scientist Sir Richard Doll saying Agent Orange doesn't cause cancer, defending the chemical industry while being paid for 20 years, while journalists faithfully reporting that as truth, ignoring all of the scientific studies. Because science does exist which cites potential dangers, noting that 5G can induce humans to produce viruses. Further studies show that exposure to milliliter waves or electromagnetic frequencies, EMF, significantly affect the behaviour and physiology of bees, even reducing their honey production. This is due to bees absorbing the higher frequencies of 5G much more intensely. As a result, the future of agriculture could also be affected if the tech is rolled out. Another recent study showed that insects exposed to 5G radiation experienced an increase in their body temperature, which the authors noted didn't happen with 4G or Wi-Fi. If we aren't allowed to freely think and have a democratic debate about an unknown technology without the censorship of the technocratic society, don't be surprised if burning cell towers turns to way worse. The restriction of free-flowing information and a dangerous push for an unknown technology that has many worried about its implications being jammed down our collective consciousness for acceptance, that a growing consortium of scientists and doctors have warned world leaders since at least 2015 is causing all sorts of health problems, is not only Orwellian, It's downright criminal. The whole conspiracy is even more criminal when you learn that we've had the cure all along. The Virology Journal, the official publication of Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Health, published what is now a blockbuster article on August the 22nd, 2005, under the heading, get ready for this, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. Dr. Fauci has known for 15 years that chloroquine and its milder derivative hydroxychloroquine will not only treat a case of coronavirus, but will prevent future cases and act as a prophylactic. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronaviruses. They knew what the cure was, but instead decided to roll out the experimental and highly lucrative mRNA jabs, which are depopulating the planet and giving people AIDS. That's right. The German government has admitted that an alarming number of vaccinated people are developing AIDS-like symptoms. Given the collapse of the elite's narrative, it's no surprise that they're escalating their attacks on so-called conspiracy theorists. While the battle will continue to rage on for some time, it's important that you do not lose hope. We are defeating the New World Order. Their plans are out in the open now, so it's time that we as humans come together and shape the future that we want. The future is not written in stone and does not belong to them. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing what's really happening behind the scenes. Our mission is to equip the masses with knowledge necessary to counteract the malign influence of the mainstream media and reject the evil of the global elite. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, please consider joining us in our mission and help us to continue spreading the word. We can't do it without you. Are you interested in reaching a large and growing audience? The People's Voice offers a unique opportunity to promote your brand to an audience of millions of engaged viewers. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on our show, please email sponsor@thepeoplesvoice.tv.